With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Cars, homes, and businesses underwater and hundreds of high-water rescues across southeast Texas. The region swamped by days of torrential rains, and though the storms are easing, the floodwaters remain.
A five-year-old boy riding in a car that was swept away in fast waters was killed. Harris County resident Greg Moss says when the waters started rising, he moved his camper to higher ground and is staying at a friend's house.
The problem is all the development further up north. You know, there's no... They paved the roads and built houses and shopping centers and all that, and there's nowhere more for the dirt to absorb the water.
Houston is one of the most flood-prone metro areas in the country. The National Weather Service says that Lake Livingston, just north of Houston, received upwards of 23 inches of rain over the past week. I'm Donna Water.
And forecasters warn of the possibility of powerful storms, including tornadoes, across the plains today. And then as the week goes on, storms could slam the Midwest, the South, and parts of the East. Also at SRNNews.com, much speculation but nothing concrete on who Donald Trump will pick as his running mate. South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott's name has been mentioned, but Scott says it did not come up at a weekend donors gathering.
We had no conversations about the VP pick, to be honest with you, to be clear. But we had a lot of conversations about the failures of Joe Biden and the success of Donald Trump.
Scott staying on message during an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press. Witness testimony in Mr. Trump's New York criminal trial is set to resume today. The former president continues to slam the trial as a political witch hunt, orchestrated to keep him from campaigning. And critics continue to ask, what's the crime? On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 123 points higher. This is SRN News. A persecution watchdog has a new concern.
For the first time ever, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to take action against Azerbaijan for its attacks on Christians. The mostly Muslim government spent much of last year expelling Christians from the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh, in a process that some experts say amounts to ethnic cleansing. The vast majority of the refugees fled into neighboring Armenia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of a decades-old Tennessee policy that does not allow transgender people to change the sex designation on their birth certificates is in the hands of a federal appeals court. Four men who are living as women are seeking to have the policy declared unconstitutional. Federal judge dismissed their case last year, and attorneys for the state say there is nothing in the Constitution that requires them to amend birth certificates to include so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. 5 years after a lawsuit was filed, a North Carolina voter ID trial is about to begin.
A federal lawsuit challenging North Carolina's photo voter ID law is set to go to trial today, with arguments expected to focus on whether the requirement unlawfully discriminates against blacks and Hispanics or serves legitimate state interests to boost public confidence in elections. The non-jury trial in Winston-Salem comes more than 5 years after the state NAACP and several local chapters sued over the voter ID law enacted by the Republican-dominated General Assembly in late 2018. The litigation, along with similar lawsuits in state courts, delayed implementation of the requirement until last year's municipal elections. I'm Julie Walker.
And on Wall Street, the S&P futures are up 17 points. More details at SRNNews.com.